Proclamation number 8024 of 23rd of October, 1961. Work of God and the adversary in the last days. I don't want to lose you to my adversary, and therefore you should only take the path to me and appeal to me for protection and help so that you thereby grant me the right to push him away from you, which, however, I will not do if you still belong to his entourage yourselves, if you don't yet have the will to detach yourselves from him. For he still has a right to you as long as you don't resist him, as long as you still acknowledge him as your Lord. But he will have lost his right to you immediately if your will is directed towards me, if you therefore call upon me for protection and help. And then he will still try to influence you under the cover of piety. He will use cunning and trickery in order not to lose you to me. But all efforts on his part will be unsuccessful if you desire to become free from him yourselves. His activity in the last days will go so far that he will try to extinguish all light which could show people the path to me. He will try to weaken my word. He will try to prevent the bearers of light from fulfilling their tasks. He will cause unrest and confusion wherever he can in order to undermine faith in me, in order to prevent people from looking for and finding their God and Father. And his means are truly satanic, for he disguises himself well and often succeeds in causing confusion where a firm bond with me has not already brought enlightenment of spirit and he and his activity are recognized. He also knows that he does not have much time left, and he still expects much success in the short time. But anyone who consciously renounces him also enjoys my protection and will not fall into his hands because I prevent this by virtue of my love and my power. Yet I cannot give you humans any supernatural evidence of my might and power so as not to force your faith, which shall apply to me in complete freedom. You shall believe in me and my being, which is love, wisdom and power in itself. And this faith also secures you my help, my guidance and your release from him. And my love truly does everything to make it easy for you to gain faith in me. For where my adversary's activity appears so obviously, I will also take special care of people without, however, necessarily influencing your faith. Yet again and again I touch your hearts. I reveal myself to you in the most diverse ways. I speak to you faithfully. 23rd of the 10th, 1961. I try to influence you mentally. I bring you together with people who are in contact with me, who in conversations testify to me and my might, to my love and wisdom. I will always find a way to make you take a stand for me. And I will make it easy for you to gain faith in me, because I myself want you to believe in me as a perfect being who created you out of his love. I want to provide you with evidence of my existence just as my adversary tries to destroy your faith in me. And you are truly not defenselessly exposed to his violence. The measure of my grace which I will still pour out on you in the last days is unlimited. You just have to make use of it yourselves. You have to take advantage of the grace with which I bestow upon you abundantly, and then you will no longer need to fear my adversary either, who is repelled by my presence and to whom my presence in you is also recognizable if you consciously hand yourselves over to me and appeal to me for my protection. My adversary will cause much harm in the last days, and yet people themselves give him the right to do so because they don't defend themselves and don't take refuge in me. And they would do so if they believed in a God of love, wisdom and might. But they lack faith, and that is why the adversary has such great power and uses it in a frightening way. And again he will storm against strong walls of faith which, however, will withstand him, behind which my own will find safe shelter and also grant protection to those who are still weak in faith, who will then grow stronger in their faith and thus also testify to my love, wisdom and power. Amen.